Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NUR FM. Judy Sharp with us once again. Good afternoon, Judy.
Good afternoon, Greg. Happy days. Yeah.
It's a beautiful day at the moment.
Wonderful, isn't it?
It's nearly summer conditions.
Yeah, not quite.
The breeze is making it a bit cooler.
Yeah, it is.
Would be a hot summer day in England, though.
It would be, wouldn't it?
It'd be a scorcher over there.
It would be a scorcher, yeah.
What have you got set for us today, Judy?
Oh, look, I want to have a little chat, if you don't mind, about my trip out here today.
Okay.
I've really enjoyed it. There's so many beautiful spring flowers out, particularly the azaleas.
Yep.
And I think they've done that because of the amount of rain we've had, because they don't like to dry out, and they are covered in blossoms. It's absolutely lovely. It's a picture out there in the world, driving here today. Had to concentrate on the road instead of the plants. And I noticed there around the Mater Hospital, all the nandinas, they're a little low-growing shrub and they've all got red leaves on for spring.
Rightio.
And it's so beautiful. And same with the phytinias. That's a big, tall shrub, Greg, that people use for hedging. All their new growths out red too.
Rightio.
Yeah, so it is... You know, it was a bit cheery. I thought, okay.
Well, I'm glad you made it here. It sounds like you were fairly distracted all the way.
I was.
We've got Terry from Sydney. We've got a question about cow manure. Afternoon, Terry.
Oh, hi there. How you doing? It's Terry from Sydney again. I asked you a couple of weeks ago about the roses and the chicken manure. So I'm ready to do the chicken manure. I've never done it before. So do I put it all the way up to, you know, where the branches are, like... you know, when they're coming out, or do I leave like a little moat and then I've just got the actual chicken manure, not the pellets?
Right, okay. No, that's what you need to use, Terry, the chicken manure. Just don't put it too close to the trunk.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep it back a little bit and water it in well. And then in about 3 weeks' time, I mightn't have told you then because, you know, we were pre-spring. But okay. In 3 weeks' time, give them a handful of rose food.
Rose food, okay. Yeah. All right. Because they're already starting to, as I gave it a crew cut, and and it's already starting to sprout, and even on branches which I thought were dead, it's got little sprouts coming out of it again.
Well, Terry, it must be your good pruning.
I don't know.
I'm sure that's the answer. Roses have to be pruned carefully, and a lot of people just go cut, cut, and you have to do it above the eye that's coming out and close on the same angle. So you, on the ball, Terry, you must have done that.
Oh, I think I've watched Edward Scissorhands too much. So maybe that's what's happened. Okay. And then when I put the chicken manure around, so I'm going to leave a little moat and then put the chicken manure, and do I just put enough to, like, don't overdo it kind of thing, just sort of scatter it around, sort of give it a loose layer and then hose it in really well. And then do I need to put any sort of, you know, what's that, mulch or anything over the top of it?
Yes, you can use sugarcane mulch, but I'd wait until you use the rose food.
Okay. All right, terrific. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's already starting to sprout and really healthy leaves growing on it already, so thank you.
You know what it is. The spring's finally here, Terry.
Oh, thank God for that.
Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We've got Helen from Fletcher, and she's got brown leaves on a couple of the plants.
Oh, that's a shame. Helen, which kind of plants are they?
Yes, one's a dwarf, like, has avocado in a pot.
Right.
And the other one's a dwarf a mango in a pot.
Right, okay.
And I was just needing advice actually to what to sort of put on them. Like, I've put them out the front facing north, and I thought that might help, and so they won't get the direct west, you know, the west sun on them. But, yeah, I just don't know what to give them.
Okay, Helen, but they do like the sun.
Yes, and I thought, well, they were facing west, and that's what made them sort of go brown, and I thought maybe, you know, they might have burned them. It's like the leaves, it's quite brittle, you know, I could probably, you know, pull them off, you know, but I've just left them on there because the actual stem looks not too bad, looks healthy.
Okay, now tell me, when you before you put them out in the sun, were they in the shade?
Well, one I both had them. One was in the shade, but got sort of it was a little bit in the shade, and the other mango was still in that westerly direction.
Right, okay.
The mango.
Yeah, could I ask you a question? Do you water them regularly?
No, not really.
Well,
no, not really. And I thought the Hass dwarf one, because I put it out in the shade a little bit, it did probably get a bit of, you know, water with the recent rain we've had. But anyway, I just don't know what food to give them. I haven't given them any, like, fertiliser or anything.
Okay, that's fine. You just need to give them something like Bounce Back, something in pelleted form, seeing you growing them
okay,
in a pot. But I do suggest you need to water them more often. I know we've had rain, but anything in a pot with foliage, sometimes the rain doesn't get underneath the leaves.
Right, so that makes them go brown.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely
right.
Screaming out for love, I think, Helen, screaming out for it.
Because I thought it might have been the other way. They might have been too soggy with water.
Well, have you got a hole? You've got, holes in the bottom of the pots, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, it's one of those ceramic sort of a big pot. I think it only has one hole. Maybe it needs a few more.
No, look, that should be all right. But, honestly, anything growing in a pot outside, I've been taking care of some of Scott's plants, and I hate to say it. Well, I don't hate to say it, but I neglected them a little bit because I was relying on the rain. And when I went out, the house was sheltering them from the rain, and his bamboo had all curled up. So I was naughty too, Helen. So, it's just a case of assessing them all the time when you're growing in pots.
What was that one you said? Robus.
Sorry?
What was I should to put on them just to boost them a bit?
Oh, no, a Bounce Back.
Oh, Bounce Back, sorry.
Yep.
Bounce Back, yep. Perfect. All right. And it's in the pellet form.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Helen. Bye.
Bye.
We've got Annette from Waratah. She's got a couple of questions about the orchid and the lily.
Hello, Annette.
Hi. How are you, Judy? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you are quite welcome. Oh, look, I think we're all feeling so wonderful today that the sun's out again.
Absolutely. I've got a bit of a confession I have to make about my poor Cymbidium orchids. That's what you call them, the regular orchid that you see around all the time.
Yeah, the long leaves, the long strappy leaves, that's Cymbidium,
I've had a few of them that have flowered beautifully, but a couple of years ago I repotted a couple of them because they were busting out of the pot. So one of them has gone quite good, although I haven't, it was 2 years ago, I still have not had any more new orchids, even though I've been feeding it.
Right.
I've got another one that I put, and I think I'm going to have to repot it again because it was in a very large pot, and I have put half of my orchid, which I think I wrecked by hacking it to death, but they're pretty hardy.
Oh, you can't kill them. You can't kill them.
Yeah. But I put it in a pot and I, on the bottom of the pot, even though it had holes in it, I have put some, at the very bottom, some packing of some polystyrene and what have you. I don't think I should have done that, should I?
No. Sorry, Annette. Sorry.
Yep.
Oh, look, that's a simple answer, isn't it? But no. Look, so you need to remove that packing. Have you got them like in a shady spot? They grow all right in the garden.
I've got one in the garden that's fine. I didn't put any polystyrene out on that. And that's looking healthy, but I have not had a flower out of it at all. No spike. And as I said, I've put plenty of food in it over the time. I'm about to do it again today. But even another new one, I thought I had problems with possums. And I'm thinking one of my ones that I've got on the ground, just about all the stems on one of them facing out, have all just like snapped at the bottom.
Oh, sounds like the possums are having Something to eat there, I think, Anna.
They haven't bitten all the way through, but I'm not going to get anything out of this plant too. It's looking very sad.
Oh, you're not having much luck there, are you?
No.
But
no, I'm
Annette,
not.
I'll tell you a very good product to buy. Flourish, yep. Flourish for orchids. Now that is a liquid one, and you can apply that every week.
Ah, okay. Because I've just been using that Manutech Orchid Bloom Booster in a box.
All right. Yes. No, that's a good product too, but. If you're a bit concerned, see if you can find Flourish for orchids. And it's a good product. You can use it probably every week.
Okay. Righto.
That might give you a boost.
Okay. Might give me a boost, yes. Thank you. One quick question I had was I've got a beautiful, great, big, large, I call it Madonna lily, but... Peace lily, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. It's Spathiphyllum, and you can call it Madonna or Peace, yeah?
Yeah, and I have had that many flowers out of it previously. I've got it in the same spot that I've always had. All of a sudden, something is eating it. I don't know what it is. I can't see anything on it.
And it is is it inside?
No, it's outside.
Oh, okay, so it could be the possum still.
Oh, it's in the front of my townhouse. I really don't think because there's holes even in a couple of the middle of the leaf. So it's obviously some grub.
Could be grubs. Could be snails.
Yeah. Oh, come on. No, I went to Bunnings and they've suggested a Yates product, which I've had one very similar, but I've got two here. Scale Gun and Maverick.
Okay, well, Maverick is more for grubs.
Right. Well, there's one of my outside plant at the completely other end of the house. So I think that's had grubs on it. I've sprayed that, but not on my Madonna lily. I can't see any grubs.
No, look, they're easy to grow. You shouldn't have any problems with that, Annette. Yeah, I think you just need to keep a close watch on it. And if you get that orchid food, you could even use that.
Okay. And you can't overwater those, can you?
No. Oh, you can, but they droop when they're wet, thirsty.
Yeah, oh, yes, they do. They talk to you. Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck with that, Annette. Good luck, I mean, really good luck.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
We've got Jennifer from Charlestown, and she's got white fabric in a garden bed. It's going a bit mouldy.
Hello, Jennifer. What is that white fabric?
Well, you know how you... put the fabric or plastic down, but it's fabric, not plastic, to stop stones sinking into your garden.
Yeah,
Been down for probably 6 years. I've done plenty of weeding and I've seen it wet and I've seen it whatever, but since this huge amount of rain, the last lot of weeding I've been doing, the fabric's got really bad black mould. I've seen green mould in it, but this is... totally, it's almost solidly black, and I know it's not mud or dirt.
Jennifer, it's probably time to remove that, I would imagine.
That's what I wondered.
Start again, yeah. Look, to be quite honest, I've got a porch upstairs, and I've been there for some many, many years, and it's the first time my tiles have gone green, absolutely green, and my white furniture's absolutely green as well. So can you understand why your white fabric's gone mouldy?
Yeah, but being black mould, I was a little more concerned.
Well, you could. Have you got any mancozeb at all?
No, but what is that?
Oh, that's a fungicide, and then you could water that. Water it over if you don't want to lift up the fabric.
Okay, well, because it's going to be a very big job. It's quite a big garden.
Okay, well, let's get mancozeb first and water it through. And
I'll
see if that improves it. Yep.
And if I pull it up, would that black mould be quite bad? Would you have to wear masks and things like that?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Well, you could if you're worried, but it's whether or not it's going to kill the plants.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the most important thing at the moment.
Okay,
so,
but could too.
Yeah, so,
could you spell mancozeb,
yes,
please?
I can. M-A-N.
Yes.
C-O.
Yes.
Z-E-B. Mancozeb.
Oh, thank you, Judy.
Okay, good luck with it. It's an interesting one. Ring us back and let us know how it went.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And, Judy, we're into that thick of spring.
We
and
are.
You mentioned flowers at the top, but you want to go for a couple more spring flowers as well.
I do. Clivias.
Right.
Now, driving here this morning, I noticed the orange are out in flower.
I'm surprised you made it, to be overly honest.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, I've got pretty good eyes, haven't I? I don't slow down to look at them.
Oh, that's good. That's nice to know.
And so the orange are out in flower, mm-hmm. but it was in my own garden that I noticed the cream yellow ones aren't, they're out, but they're budded, but they're not opening.
Alrighty-o.
So obviously the orange are hardier, and they don't mind the amount of rain we've had. But yep. I'm a bit, you know, discouraged that mine aren't opening up. But it's only because they're not getting, well, they're getting the sun now, but boy, oh boy, they weren't getting it before, were they?
No. Well, we've got some nice sunny days coming up, yep, so they might start to expand our next few days.
Yeah, because I like to give them for a present to someone.
Alrighty-o.
When they're in flower.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, I could bring you in a couple if you'd like.
I'll be honest with you. Save them for somebody
else. What about your mum, though? She'd love them.
Oh, she might. I don't know.
Ah, anyway. So we've got to go back to spring flowering bulbs that are now finishing.
Yep.
Because they need fertilising when they're dying down.
Rightio.
You know why.
Yes, but just explain for everybody else who doesn't know.
It encourages the protein storage for the next season. It makes the bulbs multiply.
Exactly what I was going to say.
You knew that, and I know you don't want to take over the program, but you're quite welcome to sometimes if you'd like to.
No, I'll just leave it with the expert and go from there.
And also gardenias. At this time of year, they might be getting yellowing leaves, and that means they need chelated iron.
Chelated iron.
Chelated iron and also some cow manure.
Rightio.
Okay.
Well, why are we doing that?
Because the leaves start to go yellow.
Okay. What does the chelated iron do?
The chelated iron makes them green again.
Rightio. It's a simple question, isn't it? Gardening's simple when you break it down, isn't it?
It is really.
Hmm.
You know, it's not rocket science, is it?
No.
Not really.
Or brain surgery.
Well, I don't know. I did it for a number of years and I thought it was brain surgery. But anyway, would you like me to go on for a few more topics or?
I think we might come back a bit.
Yeah, okay.
And also, Judy, we've been looking at spring and flowers, but this is kind of not a happy thing to think of, but bindies are out in full force.
They are, unfortunately, aren't they?
Oh, I think every front lawn's got them at the moment, I think.
They have. And sadly, I do believe you can no longer buy bindi killer.
Oh. So what do we have to go through by hand and pull them up, do we? Or?
Well, you can do that if you like.
Put some gloves on, probably.
Yeah, but do you remember a couple of weeks ago we had a nice gentleman on the phone that was a retired greenkeeper?
Yep.
And he said he always used sulphate of ammonia,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, is a very painstaking way to do it.
Rightio.
But it does work. It does work.
It works.
It burns them out. But have you got a lot of bindies in your lawn?
There's a lot in the front lawn, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you could be out there for all day.
That's council lawn as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, you meant it's on the footpath?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, unfortunately, that seems to be the way we're going to have to go now with no bindi available. So,
right.
Yeah. And I haven't been able to track down why it's been taken off the market. But evidently it has.
So is it sulphate of?
Sulphate of ammonia is what we're going to have to use. Remember, you can't buy it in large quantities.
Yep.
So you'll only probably buy a 5 kilo or a 10 kilo.
Okay.
Depending on how many bindies you've got.
Yep.
But, yeah, so sadly that's the story. And, we might follow up on that a little bit later if I get any more information.
Right, yeah. We've got Terry from Battle Bay and he's got a question about, this is not close to bindies, but they're just as annoying. Onion weed,
yes, certainly. Hello, Terry.
How are you going?
Oh, very well. So you've got an onion weed problem.
Yeah, so a gentleman told me to use sedgehammer, it was called. It's like an organic poison.
Right.
And I used it and I think it encouraged the growth rather than wiped the onion weed out. And I just didn't know whether it's a pesticide or pesticide, or whether I'd be better just getting a set of rubber gloves with some Roundup on them and just strip them along the leaves, and maybe that might do the job.
Terry, you've taken the words right out of my mouth. That is the best way to go.
Way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, the best way to go. You need to have gloves, as you said, rubber gloves or something like that, or surgical gloves, and then over the top you put cotton ones. And you dip your fingers in the, Roundup, glyphosate, any of those things, all the same at the end of the rainbow. I know it's difficult, but that does work, Terry.
Work, yeah. Okay, then, I'll give it a go.
Good luck with
it. Easy.
Good luck.
Thanks very much for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Kevin from Wollongong, and he's got a question about the climbing rose. Afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon.
Kevin, climbing rose, Wollongong, yes. What's the question?
Judy, I've got a rusted arch which it goes over, which I got the roses all trimmed back in July, but I didn't, because of the bad weather, I want to replace the arch because it's rusted out, but I wasn't able to get that done with all the bad weather, and I'm just wondering if it's too late now to cut the roses back to do that.
Right, okay. It's a climbing rose, isn't it?
Yeah, it goes right over the arch on the front of the pathway.
Look, the only bad thing about that, Kevin, would be that if you prune climbing roses now, they don't flower for you.
Okay.
So
might have been the case.
Yeah, but you haven't got a choice, really, have you?
No, I could live it another year, I suppose. It's a bit wobbly, but...
No, that's all right. Look, I mean, if it needs to be done, do it. And you know, they will flower again next year. They may even flower a little bit later for you, but I find I have experience with mine at home, and sometimes they get in my way going through the front door, and other people's way too, but I don't care about them going through the front door. And so I accidentally prune them sometimes, and then I don't get flowering on those stems.
Okay. So I might be able to even cut it out with an angle grinder and get it out that way and put a new one under it sort of thing. Yeah,
you could. Yeah, definitely, Kevin. Good luck with it.
Okay, thank you.
No easy solution, sorry.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We've got Jo now from Lemon Tree, and she's got a question about the lawns.
Hello, Jo.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Ah, very well, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. In regards to lawns, now, hubby sprayed the lawn with Bindi. We have some. I don't know where he got it from, but he got some.
That's okay, yep.
It's sort of worked, but we've got cat's eyes out the front.
Right,
how do you get rid of them?
Look, have you still got some of that Bindi?
Yes.
Look, I'd try that on the cat's eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Short of going around and burning them or actually digging them out.
Yes, that's right. I mean, you know, a little bit of sulphate ammonia should burn them, but we have had a caller ring in saying you can get a product called Camber M from a produce store. But then that's buying it in bulk generally, so...
Yeah. And also, now that we have done the spraying of the Bindi on the grass, is it worth putting topsoil down?
Have they died off?
Yes.
They have died off. Okay, yeah. Yes. Yeah, do you just want to get the growth going again where they were?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You can do that now. Well, I mean, look, the sun's out.
I know.
It's a miracle.
It's gorgeous.
I hope that helps you, Jo. And
it does.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you. No, do try it on the cat's eyes.
Yeah, I shall. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
A lot of people ringing in about needing more info about the Bindi as well, but.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, the problem is if you go to a produce store and you do have to sign for it, you see.
Oh, rightio.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're, planning something terrible, then it should be an issue, should it?
Well, also, too, you're going to, if you're going to a produce store, you know, you've got to find them. They're generally, you know, say in the valley or around Maitland area.
Yep.
Lochinvar.
Okay.
You know, but that's all right. You can go for a nice Sunday drive.
A nice drive up the valley.
Yeah, lovely.
Make a day of it.
Yeah, why not?
Have a picnic somewhere.
Yes.
Judy Sharp, we've got about a minute left to go today. You also want to talk about a little bit about roses today.
Yes, yes, it is that time. Roses need a handful of dolomite now. Why would that be, Greg?
To help their growth.
I should have given you the hint, shouldn't I?
You should have, yeah.
Sorry.
You need cue cards every now and then for me, Judy.
Okay, it's to sweeten up the soil. Dolomite is like lime, but you don't use lime because it'll burn them.
Yep.
Use dolomite. It sweetens up the soil. We've had so much rain, everything be washed out.
That's right, it would be too.
Yeah, handful of dolomite around each of your roses and that sweetens the soil up. It's an easy one.
Easy done.
Easy done.
Rightio, anything else you want to mention before we
call
it a day?
If I've got time.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Rightio, there's plants such as lavender and diosma and daisies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're all in flower and after they finish flowering, everyone gets out the secateurs, chop, 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 and they cut back to what we call hard growth.
Okay.
And if they do that, the plant will not grow again.
Oh.
So don't chop your lavender and your daisy back to the hard growth.
Right. Don't get too carried away with
it. Don't get too carried away.
Just a nice little trim on the outside. Judy Sharp, thank you very much. We'll catch you again next Monday.
Yeah, definitely. I'm on. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.